Well, today we're going to get an update on what's going on at the Danish Windmill with Lisa Steen Riggs, who helps to coordinate all the activities up there. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
A lot of activity going on around there these days.
Yeah, and it's good activity. It's a little disruptive, but it's got to be that way before it can get better.
It's progress.
Yes.
Yeah, I know the last time we visited, it was a little disappointing because there were some issues that had come up with the progress on renovating the cap and some of the activities that needed to go on around there to make the windmill viable for a long, long time. But it sounds like a lot of that's coming together now.
Yeah, if you remember back in May, we were looking at finishing up the windmill restoration, putting up new sails, a new wind shaft, friction drive pulley, and getting it back to turning again and doing the roof replacement on the cap. That's the dome of the windmill that rotates into the wind. As they were taking off the shingling and the sheeting and the flashing, they found significant wood rot or deterioration. And that's kind of a principal structure. It's something that holds up. We call it the cap frame, and the shears are what hold the little fantail, the small windmill in the back. And there's no way we would put the weight of the sails, which is over 7,000 pounds together, up on that cap when there was wood rot on the opposite side. So we decided to do it right. The sad thing is this. We're calling this now, we're in phase two, but the phase one, we had raised all the money. We were doing great. We were just looking for completion. And then we went into the phase two to rebuild the cap frame. And the cap frame is one huge piece, I mean several pieces that are together, but there was no way of splicing and dicing. We had to do it right, and then we had to find seasoned white oak, which we were able to find from a shipyard in Connecticut, and get it shipped to us. And so the millwright down Louisville, Kentucky, went to work right away on it the last couple months and built all the pieces. And they have all arrived in Elkhorn. They have spent 10 days earlier, a week ago, the millwright and I call them a timber framing guild. They're a group of men that all they do is work on large timbers. They build a lot of log cabins for historical places, and they're very handy, and they've got a lot done. And the main thing was to get the cap down on the ground, so we had to get we've had a wonderful crane operator from over in the Audubon area, Rod Williams, said it's really too big, too heavy for his crane, so we had to go to Omaha to get a really large crane in. And that happened a couple weeks ago, Friday. And so we did get it to the ground, and luckily we had a large storage shed half a block from the windmill. It used to be Fage and Lumber, and the people that owned the storage shed, Dave and Diane Thompson, donated the use, the storage, the workshop for as long as we need, and hopefully just a month. So we were able to get it out of the elements, which was perfect because we had those 10 days they were here working. It rained 10 days. So they were out of the elements, and we were able to get a lot done. Took a week off. They're back now. They came Sunday. The millwright's been here for several days trying to get all the pieces. There's lots of iron up there. So between the iron places in Marnie and Kimmelton, we're getting everything taken care of. Local Mike Howard, his crew did sandblasting. Local Troy Smith did the painting. So things are really coming together. It's a large orchestra that the millwright has to orchestrate to get everything to work and be on time, and hopefully, fingers crossed, Friday the large crane will come back to town. Be on Friday and Saturday to put all the pieces back up in the cap, and this is going to be close to 16,000 pounds. So it's, and then hopefully we can get the sails back in, get the 88 shutters put on, rebuild the fantail. So we have the Elkhorn Icon, the Danish windmill, looking like a windmill again. They're going to have to work on a lot of the gears, the cogs, to make sure everything's in line before we actually turn it, you know, with the wind. But okay. We're on the downturn. This second phase initially has been quoted around $125,000. We need about another $80,000 to pay that off. We do have a large fundraiser coming up November 3rd. It's a Saturday evening, and it's going to be at the Elkhorn Town Hall, Elkhorn Fire Station, and we're calling it a Danish-inspired farm-to-table dinner and auction. And we've always, this is our eighth or ninth annual, and people make really interesting chairs, so we call it a chair or a tea auction. This year we have a guest auctioneer, Shirley Phillips, who is the director of Western Iowa Tourism. She's also a colonel, so she's going to bring in the Iowa spin and do the auctioneering for us this year. And the food is all locally sourced. You know, the beef is coming from Brunco Farms. Modista Pulse is coming from Randy Hennigson at Hennigson's Locker. Desserts from the flour mill. Rye bread from Tim and Kim Anderson. So, people are bringing in the food, but we do ask for advance RSVPs. We only have so much room, and this is going to be a sit-down meal with the auction. We have a heck of a good time. There's a lot of laughter. And this year we're really hoping to, you know, to raise some funds to help towards the finishing off of paying for this new cap frame on this phase two. So things are happening up here. If you come up to Elkhorn, you can, from a distance, you can see all the excitement. If you stop at the windmill and want a private tour, let me know. I'll take you up there and kind of keep you away from the workers so we can keep them working. But it's really something to see, and you won't see this for probably another 30 to 40 years when we probably have to do it again.
Keep our fingers crossed, huh?
Right. But, you know, it's an old mill. It was built in 1848 in Denmark, and people have to realize that. It's just not something that, and it's not something that the state taxpayers have had to pay for. It's all been raised locally from around the nation, and we've had some really nice donations in the past, and we need it here in the next couple weeks.
You bet. Well, you know, in addition to the future, that this is, you know, obviously the giant landmark that folks see that's very visible and really kind of sets the community apart, but, you know, you also owe it to the folks who had the vision in the first place and spent the time and money. I mean, they made a commitment, and I would think they expected kind of a commitment down the road that they may not be around to continue this for a long time, but hopefully somebody else, other people, will step forward to do that.
Exactly. And you know, we have some young carpenters that are, you know, are going to step forward and help with, you know, the monthly maintenance and stuff, because we do have to keep it in good repair. A windmill can be a dangerous machine, and there's a lot of parts that have to all work together, and you kind of working with it day in and day out, you know the sounds of the mill, and so there's a knack to it, and we are looking for future millers or people that like to work with the windmill, not afraid of heights. And, you know, we get 60 to 80,000 tourists a year, and we're just, you know, 6 miles off the interstate, and with our billboards and stuff, we get people from all over the nation and foreign countries as well. So it does help the area's economy. You know, we're getting some new businesses here in Elkhorn. It's pretty exciting, food-related. So we have a lot of culinary tourism that's going on. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to more motor coaches coming through. It helps the whole area, and I have to say, you know, the 25-mile radius, the people have always been so supportive of our community, our little Danish village, and the Danish village of Kimbleton.
Absolutely. You know, you could probably find some ways to cheapen the project a little bit, but then that cheapens the product, and you don't want that.
Yeah. This is something that we had to do it right. You know, we could put up fake beams, whatever, but that's not, you know, what our people did 40 years ago, and that's not what the millers did in Denmark, you know, 170 years ago. So we want to keep it as an icon and as a treasured heirloom that tells the story for future generations.
Absolutely. Well, I know a lot of folks have contributed over the years to make sure that this landmark stays where it is and continues to function properly. But, you know, you have to keep coming back sometimes in a small community to the same folks. So it's good to come up with creative ideas and things, and that's kind of one of the thoughts behind the dinner and auction coming up. Give them those details once again, Lisa. This is Saturday, November 3rd.
Saturday, November 3rd. It's 6 o'clock at the Alcorn Fire Station. We want to... You have to buy your tickets in advance. Just call the Danish Windmill. You can get your tickets also at the Shelby County Bank in Alcorn and Marnie Alcorn Telephone Company. And it's a delicious meal of locally gathered food and flavors, be it a touch of Denmark. And then it's followed by our ninth annual chair tea auction. And it's not, we have a silent auction and a live auction. And we just really have some fun chairs this year. We also have a lot of silent auction, a lot of baskets of items. We're giving away an Ebelskiver meal for six, a Danish pork loin meal for six. Somebody's doing a Japanese prepared meal. So we have a lot of things that should appeal to someone out in the crowd.
Awesome. And if anybody can't particularly make it that night but would like to help out the project and maybe make a donation, they can always just contact you folks at the windmill?
Yes, and it's a tax-deductible donation according to the IRS. So we are a nonprofit 501c3 museum. So we'll give you all the receipts and everything that's necessary.
You bet. Well, let's keep moving forward and keep it turning. That's a lot going on there. Lisa, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.